This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, you just heard the voice of Ron Allen. He's a USA Prepares instructor. And he announced that this is your call to action. This is your call to action, USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Happy Friday. And, Vince, has anything been going on this week? I guess... It has. It's been a very tumultuous week in many respects. But you know what I appreciate, Vince, is at USA Prepares, we're dealing with things we can change and we can affect. You know, we can't probably stop the war that's going on in Europe right now. I mean, there's not much class can do. But we can build our house a little better. We can help protect our family from natural disasters and crime and the economy so we can make a difference. You know, Vince, if we help one family build a better life for themselves, that's a good thing. And if we can help 10 families, that's a better thing. And maybe we're helping hundreds of families. So we are, you know, we listen to the news, and most of those things, there's not much you or I or class can do. But I think what we do concentrate at USA Prepares, there are things we can do. And I don't know about you, Vince, but I find that fulfilling. Something about helping people does feel good. Vince, back at you.
I asked Dr. Norm Shealy a few times on air, what is the meaning of life? What's the purpose of life? And he said exactly what you said. He said, it's to help people. And if you think about it, that's what we do here. We are trying our best to share with others our experiences, lessons, things that work for us, things that don't work for us. And we look at the news. We analyze the news. We try to figure out what the truth is, what is the meaning behind what is happening, and what to do about it so that we don't get run over by it. That's what we do. And we take lots of criticism from people who think that we should be doing something else. Well, I submit to them, they're going to have to wait a long time before we change. As a matter of fact, I don't think we're ever going to change. I think our mission is to help people, to encourage people, to lead by example, to tell nothing but the truth as we understand it, and maybe enlighten them to the point where they'll take action. However, it's not for everybody. It really is not for everybody, because the things that we do here at USA Prepares seem to be way too difficult, way too hard for most people. Now, I'm really specifically talking about the GDP. I'm not talking about our students, and I'm not talking about our instructors. I'm talking about the GDP. Back to you.
Yeah, Vince. I'm just curious, where did you learn to be helpful to people? Was that from family or school or it's just in your DNA to want to help people?
Well, let me ask you. Let me just turn that question around just a little bit. So you knew me when I was Well, in my early 20s, maybe a little bit before that. Have you ever seen me any differently from the way you see me now? Have, you know, up front and close and personal, have you seen that I've always been like this?
Well, that's true, but I would say you're more family-oriented now, more neighborhood-oriented, more community-oriented.
Okay. All right, so so to answer your question, I think it came from my parents. I think it came from observation. I don't think my parents said, now look, Vinny, here's what you're going to do. See that guy over there? He needs help. I think it came from my parents leading by example. You know, helping a senior citizen cross the street as a very simple example. Or helping someone with a heavy load, carrying bags, you know, from their vehicle or to their vehicle. Or if they saw somebody struggling with a ladder, they'd run over and help. Or my grandparents mending clothes for people who didn't know how to do that. Or my mother volunteering to take care of other people's children when that parent or parents had to go to work. That's what I saw. And I guess that's what I thought, well, that's the example, so I guess I should be doing that too. And that's what we do. But sometimes, if you're not careful, you can fall prey to being abused by that. So there is a line. There is a line. I mean, you can lend somebody tools and help them out that way, and then the tools either don't come back or they come back broken. And you can learn some lessons from that. That's one of the things we talk about in family use of the car. There are responsibilities. I mean, you can't borrow something and then destroy it and then think everything's going to be okay without either repairing it, fixing it, or paying for it. So I guess it came from my parents and my grandparents and my aunts and my uncles and friends. Watching their examples. And, you know, people like people like them. Let me say that a different way. People like them. Or people like themselves. And we tend to, you know, birds of a feather tend to flock together. People hang out with people who are like them. So if you hang out with people who are well-intentioned, helpful, kind, courteous, truthful, have integrity, well, it's probably because you like it, and that's probably because you're like that. And that is how the faculty of USA Prepares has been assembled. We all have very similar values. We all think alike. Or we think in many ways. I can't tell you how many times Kathy or Kyle or Rich or, you know, the other instructors, you, Gwyneth, have offered advice. And Vinny, here's something you can do about that situation. Or I heard somebody on the air in class ask a question. Here's something else they can do. Charles has got thoughts like that. He's called me about things like that. David in Illinois, same thing. And, you know, the list goes on and on. It's who we are. And I think that's what makes us different from every other broadcast. We've got Charles in Ohio on the line. Let's see. Charles, welcome. You're on with Bert.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope you're both well in the class. I just had a couple things I wanted to mention real quick that if Bert gets a chance, maybe he could comment on or look at. And Volkswagen just recently printed a study where they said that the electric car wasn't feasible right now. It wasn't going to be the answer to our problems. And I see those problems as the government trying to say that we're looking for new renewable sources of power. And my position is still that the government already has all of these solutions, but they just need a way to put themselves into the chain. Right now, our government gets income from every road tax that comes from every state back to the federal government, and every car sales, every employment, and they realize that that's limited because of the advances. And I hope you might be able to look at the, if you may already be familiar with Bob Lazar from Area 51. He has a Corvette, and he powers it with solar power. He generates hydrogen at his home, and he is storing it in the metal hydride, and he's been working on that. He's been driving that for a while, last I heard. And Volkswagen, I mentioned the Volkswagen study, but in England, they had, the government supported a program to develop an affordable five-door vehicle with a wheel-to-wheel CO emissions of less than 100 grams per kilometer. And it must also be capable of reaching production within 4 to 8 years. They got some good results. And, of course, we haven't seen any of the – we haven't seen anything put into place or the government going toward using this information they've gotten. But that was back in 2006, but it's a well-known electric car place. They built a demonstration vehicle, and they tested it. And these things are out there. But like I say, we just see. I agree with Bert that the way to answer what the government is telling us greenhouse gas is. A small gasoline engine united with an electric system, right? And they call that, that's what, and the reason it's efficient is, or the proof of it is the railroad industry and heavy equipment, the large dump trucks. They use internal combustion engines with electric transmission. The advantage of the internal combustion engine has it kept it in place all these years is its wide demand. The dynamic range of operation, it can operate from 500 RPM up to 3,000 and beyond in everyday use with fairly poor efficiency, but overall, compared to other things, it's pretty good. Of course, it doesn't compare to electric, but when you enter the generation of the electric power, then it's more favorable. But when you marry the two, you can operate your internal combustion engine at a constant RPM, and the efficiency can go up dramatically. And if they'd use the closed fuel system on that, it'd even be far greater. But the government doesn't want to see a system like that. But that's enough. I appreciate it. If maybe some of those things you can look at.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your call, Charles.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. All right. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more. 800-932-5140.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, Bert's with us in California. And Bert, I just have a quick comment on what Charles said. It's indirect. That's not direct. I'm looking at a graph from the federal government, and it's about energy consumption in the United States of America, 1950 to 2019. And I remember Bill Clinton saying, we don't have to make it here in the United States. You know, other people can make it. We can do, you know, more intelligent things. We'll let the Chinese do it. I'm paraphrasing. And so in 1992, he was selected to be president. And a couple years after that, well, right when he was elected, industrial power usage in the United States of America has been in a very slight decline. Less and less and less. Seriously, less. That means that we're not making so much. And that's obvious, right? We let the Chinese make it. And we let Asia make it. And Sri Lanka and Bangladesh and Thailand and Taiwan and Hong Kong and Japan, they make it. We don't make it anymore. But while electricity consumption by industry has remained flat since around 1990, roughly 1992, 93, 94, 95, till today, relatively flat for industrial consumption. But commercial and residential, now they're up by 50%. So in case you're wondering, class, what the problem is, we aren't making generation plants. We aren't really expanding our infrastructure, and we're using 50% more electricity. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, agreed, Vince. Hey, real quick, Charles mentioned Bob Lazar, and I think I have to make a comment here because we do stand for truth and integrity, USA Prepares. So it's been, you know, we've talked about UFOs and that area, and we will on future classes. But Bob Lazar is basically a fraud, and it's been proven. He's lied about everything. He graduated late from high school in the bottom third of his class, yet he claimed to have a master's degree in physics from MIT, an electronics degree from Caltech. There's no record of him attending any of those universities. He nearly flunked out of high school. He's basically lied his entire life about everything he did. He probably never worked on UFOs for the government. So just to kind of show you what a fraud he is, in 1990, he was convicted for basically working in a child prostitution ring. So he's convicted of a felony of child prostitution ring that he and his wife ran in the 1990s. So this guy is basically, you know, a fake and, well, worse, he's a criminal. So, you know, it just shows you got to be careful when you listen. He came out with outrageous claims that he had been hired by the government to work on UFOs and claimed to have worked at Area 51. There's no record of him ever working there, but yet the media picked up on it and became enthralled with the guy. And if you just do a little research, and Stanton Friedman who's one of the most renowned UFO researchers, delved into it a little and uncovered a lot of those facts that I just mentioned. So I just wanted to put that out there, Vince.
Bert, we don't have a lot of senior instructors. I mean, you're one, and Captain John Reagan's one, Dr. Norman Shuley's one, Sergei Sorin's one, and when he was alive, Stan Friedman was one. So Stan Friedman was a USA Preparers Instructor class, a physicist, world class.
Yeah. In fact, I would say Stan Friedman and God rest his soul, and Jacques Vallée, who is still very much alive, are probably the two most respected and renowned UFO investigators of our time. So Vince, real quick, financial markets are in disarray, and we've spoken to class about cryptocurrency before. I personally had been against it because I felt there's nothing really backing it, and it's speculative. And if you made money in it, great, but it's probably going to zero because there's nothing backing it. Well, you know, a company, I won't get into the details, but a company called FTX that was basically an exchange for cryptocurrency has just declared bankruptcy today. This was a crazy company. I mean, backed by some of the biggest VCs in Silicon Valley. God knows what kind of due diligence they did. It was also backed by Tom Brady and a lot of well-known people. The guy behind it, Sam Bankman-Fried, was the second biggest donor to the Democrat Party behind George Soros.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In 1926, Congress called for an annual observance of the anniversary, and by 1938, it was an official federal holiday. Today is Veterans Day. As we celebrate all those that have served and are serving in today's armed services, thank you for your service. As America continues to wait and wonder why some states can't get their elections in order, Nevada and Arizona continue to struggle with a process that Florida got done in 1 day. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News expresses his dissatisfaction on Friday.
Well, it's mystifying. The people of Arizona and Nevada deserve a lot better than the electoral system the politicians in those states have delivered to them. In fact, our nation deserves better when you have the fate of power in Congress hanging in the balance.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Watch it. It's gonna be slight.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Oh God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us, and Brett, I'm kind of chuckling because of one of the things that. So on the syllabus is Tyson Foods CFO arrested after getting cozy in a stranger's home, sleeping in their bedroom. Are you going to talk about that?
Yeah. So real quick, let me finish with what's going on with FTX. So, and we had advised class that cryptocurrency was basically, it's worse than a lottery. It's basically going to crash sooner or later. And there, so Bitcoin and other cryptos are crashing and probably have a lot further to go. But basically, this company was an exchange. So that you basically would keep your Bitcoins or whatever cryptocurrency you had there. But apparently, it looks like they were treating the same assets multiple times over. So they counted it in as collateral in various places. Many high-profile investors are wiped out. But, Vince, it's worse than when a bank wipes out, because when a bank or even a stock exchange company like Lehman Brothers goes bankrupt, there are some protections that the government has to protect investors. This stuff was just invented out of nowhere, so there's no protection for investors. There's nothing. It was unregulated. People were greedy why they invested in it. Again, in class here, we advise people against cryptos. I think we've covered it over many classes over the last few years. So, it's a terrible thing for people that, you know, thought that, they would be protected by having their money in this company called, FTX. But, basically, over the last couple of weeks, people said, hey, give me my Bitcoin back. And they just said, we're not giving anything back to anybody today. They declared bankruptcy protection. And probably people are going to get either nothing or pennies on the dollar back. And the reason I say possibly nothing is, you know, your percent that you get back may be low, but then what you're actually getting back is going to be from selling cryptos and the price. You know, figure out if everybody wants to sell their Bitcoin, where that price is going to go. So it's a horrible situation for those that are caught up in it. A lot of high-profile investors, a lot of Silicon Valley venture capital firms that should have known better, that did no due diligence. I mean, since this company, the board of directors was this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried, and his two friends. What kind of board of directors is that? So there was no financial oversight. So that's going on now. But since the CFO of Tyson Foods, I guess related to the family, decided to go out drinking, and when he came home, went to bed, but it was the wrong house and the wrong bed, and he woke up in some lady's house in her bedroom and was arrested. So I don't know. What's the lesson there?
The lesson is really simple, class. If you look at this guy's picture, he looks unkempt, unshaven, and this is like a news type photo of this guy. He's got this scruffy look, and I've told you that I don't have a lot of respect for people who look scruffy. And if you look at some of these people involved in Bitcoin, they look pretty scruffy too. So I think there's something to be said for preparing to go to work and looking like you're going to work. And that includes Elon Musk, who shows up in T-shirts, and he looks sloppy. Oh, he's clean-shaven, but he looks sloppy. Okay? And he's been accused of destroying Twitter. Guy buys it, and the stock value plummets after he took the helm. So
there is no stock value because it's private now. But
the value of the company has plummeted.
Yeah. Well, the thing about a lot of these people we're talking about, this guy Sam Bankman-Fried, the CFO of Tyson, they seem to have this entitled attitude, especially the CFO. I mean, basically, he was some young kid. But he had the family name. They promoted him to CFO. I guess it's that attitude that you think you can get away with anything because of who you're connected to. I think that's a terrible attitude for life. I mean, it doesn't always happen. There are children of rich, successful people that turn out okay. But more often than not, Vince, it seems that the people that really make it come out of the middle class or, even sometimes the lower middle class and make it big. And those who are entitled or come from very rich families, they, it's sad, but more often than not, they don't really make it that well in business. So it's something about culture and the way we're brought up. And again,
something about having to earn it is a big part of that equation as well, rather than having it given to you. Yeah. Imagine this. Imagine if we had a president who had a son who felt entitled. Imagine what that would be like.
So, Vince, we're behind, so let's catch up. There's Well, we in EV News, I think we covered it a little, and Charles also mentioned that he agreed that plug-in EVs were probably the best all-around compromise, but there continues to be problems with how we're going to supply the power grid, and multiple articles come out this week about the power grid being threatened, and we've discussed it before, but basically, if we did build all the electric cars that some of these mandates now require, there is no way right now that we have the complementary activity going on to have the power grid supported. So one of those has to change. Either we got to get more aggressive in building out and improving our power grid, or we're not going to build that level of electric cars, and that may indeed happen because we're running out of the natural resources that go into the batteries, the rare earths, and just the overall capability to build the batteries. And, of course, we've discussed in class how do we recycle the batteries. Well, they're playing with ideas on how to recycle the lithium batteries from EVs, but nobody's really perfected it. And right now it looks like, in many cases, if you account for the costs correctly, it costs more to recycle the EV battery than it does to manufacture the EV battery. So we have some challenges that have to be solved if we're going to figure out how to wean automobiles off of gasoline, and it might take a lot longer than a lot of people that are passing these laws think it can be done.
Or do you look at EVs as a mechanism for control? For example, in your neck of the woods, haven't you been encouraged to contact your electricity provider, tell them that you've got an EV, and they'll give you a rate that's a little better than the normal rate, so you can charge your EV more cost-effectively to you, so you're on a registration or in a database as having an EV? Is that true or not?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. So I'm on, my seventh or eighth EV or plug-in EV or plug-in hybrid, and they all give you a discount and rate. But you know what? After I registered my first two cars, I don't know if the database became unwieldy or they just figured you're going to continue with EV. I'm about five cars back on my registration with the electric company, and both my vehicles now are plug-in. One's all electric and one's a hybrid plug-in. And I just think they're not keeping track of it, but they're probably under the assumption that once you have a plug-in, you're probably going to continue. So gave you a long-winded answer there, Vince, but there was a registration, but I don't think it's any type of way to spy on anybody because they're like five cars behind on me. So,
I'm not necessarily talking about that per se, but what I am broaching is the fact that if they decide that there's an electricity shortage, meaning they can't deliver, the utility company cannot deliver enough electricity, enough current for everybody, they can say, wait, let's go back to the database, and hey, there's a whole bunch of people have these electric cars, and let's look at their power consumption. Wow, they're using a lot of electricity. We don't have that much, so all y'all, we're going to shut off your meters so that you mess up everybody else.
Interesting you mentioned that, because that sort of happened over the summer. We had a heat wave here in California on the West Coast, and they did ask that everybody refrain from charging your electric cars. The other thing we have here, and it's a little bit insidious, is they encourage everybody to get these smart thermostats that are connected to the Internet to, I'm not sure which agencies, but what they don't tell you, and I do not have one of these, but in California, if you put in one of these smart thermostats, they do not tell you, or it's buried in the fine print, that if there's an electrical emergency, they can electronically dial back your electricity to cut off your air conditioner or cut you off completely. So that is something kind of toward where you're going, I think, if you put in one of these smart thermostats in your house.
Well, yeah, that's part of where I was going. And yes, we have reported that. And so customers have been encouraged, y'all get these smart thermostats, and we'll either pay for the installation or we'll send a guy out to do it. And it's so cool because you can look at your thermostat from your phone. You know, if you're fortunate enough to have a couple jobs, you could look from, you know, while you're at one of those jobs trying to pay for your utilities, you could kind of monitor your thermostat setting. But yes, they did set them back. But here's where I'm going with the cars. Here's what happened in England. So here's why I'm saying this. So in England, the UK, they said, y'all, diesels are the way to go. They're way more efficient. Way more efficient. And so people were encouraged to buy diesel vehicles. Then what happened was they said, we're choking. We can't breathe. Diesels are the problem. So then the government that encouraged people to get diesels is now saying, no, you can't do it. And then they had a tax. They had a special tax. If you want to enter London with a diesel vehicle, you got an extra tax for that day or that trip. Or it would recur every time you went into, you know, London. So I'm thinking that the same kind of thing's going to happen with electric vehicles. You all sign up, and we'll give you a low rate. And then now that you're in the database, they go, you know what? You guys are a problem. You guys are bringing the grid down, and we can't allow that. So we're going to have to tax you. So the road tax that you currently enjoy not paying, Bert, and others who have, except for your gas-powered or hybrid vehicle, you don't pay gas tax. You don't pay road tax. But I think they're going to come get y'all. I think they're going to say, you're in the database. Thanks so much. And by the way, you volunteered to be part of the database. So here's what we figure. Here is your electric bill for your electric vehicle, and we have this average fuel economy, and we know exactly what kind of make and model and year of vehicle you have. So here is your road tax bill due on the 15th of April. Thank you very much. I think that's coming. What do you think?
Could be. There's already talk about how to make the EV owners pay for the road, so that could be coming then.
Well, you know, I think of the Amish around here, and they drive those buggies, and they're you know, half in the road, you know, they're kind of to the right side of the single lane each way roads, and there's horse poop all over from these vehicles that they don't pay road tax on. How come? They're using the roads. Why should we pay for
it? Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, talking about commercials, advertisements can be the kiss of death in the media. But I'm going to do it anyway. There's a commercial that I think is truly outstanding in getting the message across. And we just heard it. It's shopsupertea.com. I have no financial relationship to that company. I did call the CEO, and I thanked him because this was months and months ago, because I thought the commercial did what a commercial should do. It tells you who, what, when, where, why, and how much, and how to contact them. Tells you everything you need to know. It's not hurry, hurry, hurry. It's not last train out or you're going to die. It is just straight, pure information, eloquently, succinctly delivered. And I think they should get an attaboy for that, really. ShopSuperT.com. So listen to it the next time you hear it and compare that to all the other commercials you've heard or see or read. It's just, that's what they, all commercials need to tell you. Who, what, when, where, why, and how much, and how to contact. Bert, what's next?
Yeah. Well, Vince, real quick, just as a little bit of levity, further reading the article about the Tyson CFO waking up in the wrong bed in the wrong house. I don't know what it is with food company executives, but the article mentions that a few weeks ago, the chief operating officer of Beyond Meat, and Vince, that's one of the fake beef companies, I'm sure you love that. Well, he was at a college football game in Arkansas, and he bit a man's nose off. He was arrested, and he was fired from Beyond Meat last month. I doubt that Mr. Tyson will be fired because he's the son of the chairman of the board of Tyson Foods, but I don't know what it is with food executives, Vince, but do we have time to talk about these new 5G towers that are going up all over New York City?
Please do. It's a plague.
Yeah, Vince, these things, it literally looks like something out of one of those sci-fi movies where they show the dystopian future. Well, they're putting up these towers. The best I can describe them is they look like huge, round, tubular, I don't want to say barrel, but they're huge. They're probably the size of an automobile, elevated on a pole. And so they look hideous. I mean, they're not, you know, we have some antennas here for 4G that we've used in California that are made to look like trees, and they're not so bad. But besides looking bad, we've discussed this before in class, Vince, the problem with 5G isn't so much the new frequencies they're using, everywhere, so that no matter where you walk, no matter where you go, in, you know, no matter what building you go into, you're going to be bathed with a microwave signal. So in aggregate, you're going to be exposed to higher levels of radiation. So again, it's not that we can directly say that if you walk under this, you're going to get cancer. But what we do know from, you know, many years of research is that if you have more exposure to radiation, including microwave and X-ray and all the other parts of the frequency spectrum, if you do increase that, your chances of getting cancer go up. Doesn't mean you're going to get it. It just means you've added another risk factor, or you've increased another risk factor. I don't think they've done enough research. Well, actually, they have done a lot of research, and the research says, yes, your exposure goes up, your chance of having medical problems, including cancer, goes up. But Vince, they're hideous looking. I'm looking at this. They have this nice old New York town, very quaint. They're probably celebrating something because there's some balloons up down the street. I'm trying to look at what street it is. It's hard to read the street sign, but it's somewhere, I think, uptown Manhattan. And then they have these hideous, huge tubular barrels on posts going up on every street corner. It looks really awful, Vince.
This tower does not contain one antenna. It contains many antennas segmented in, let's say, less than a 15-degree portion of the circle around the antenna, right? So if you look at 360 degrees of a circle, these antennas might be each servicing one 15-degree segment. Isn't that correct? Or less?
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's multiple antennas, and they do have what we call beamforming. So, you know, if there's a whole bunch of users in a certain direction, they will focus the antennas in that direction, so that improves the propagation performance. So the actual beams will move all around depending on where the aggregate use is. But, what a future if we have to have these everywhere.
Bert, two quick comments. So if you look at a 6-degree beam width on one of these antenna posts, you're looking at 60 antennas on that one post. I did a real quick antenna search in Midtown Manhattan. In a 3-mile radius, 7,908 antennas in a 3-mile radius around Midtown Manhattan. And they're putting up more. So each one of these towers that look like barrels is going to be 60 more antennas or so. Bert, how about Tuesday? Are you good for next Tuesday? We haven't finished enough.
I tell you what, I'll have my front office talk to your back office.
All right, we'll do that.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.